Puck possessions is really important, and he definitely controls the puck a lot in the offensive zone.
Yes, I know you guys have got the results, but you've missed him the last two games, haven't you?
Well, yeah. When you know a big guy with skill like that is you definitely miss him. But having said that, the guys have really done a great job stepping up and playing in his place.
What did you learn about Carolina the first two games this season?
Well, they work hard. I mean, we had some good fortune this year against them, and they had our number last year. But they got a new coach, and I know they're all trying to earn the respect of the coach and get back on track here, so expect a hard-working team.
Does that make them a little more dangerous when you have that kind of in-season coaching change?
Yeah, it does. I mean, they have the work ethic. That's always there, and they have the talent, that's for sure. And it just, for whatever reason, it just hasn't clicked on a consistent basis. So it's something that you're aware of, and, it can change at any time.
Close still. Plan yet for you?
Yeah, I'm playing tomorrow.
Playing tomorrow?
Yeah.
Fired up about that, I assume.
Oh, of course, yeah, I'm excited. I've had enough practice time for the last couple of weeks, so I'm excited to get a game.
It's early in the Coach Noel agenda for letting you know.
No, well, he usually lets us know the day before, that's been, protocol for the year. I don't know what, he necessarily releases it to the media, but I guess I just did, so I've been told I was playing unless that changes from now till tomorrow.
Great. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Good luck.
You get into a groove when you've already got two wins against a team. Is that something you think about when you go in, or is that something the media thinks about?
Yeah, maybe that's more something. I'm just kind of worried about trying to get the feeling comfortable in net and getting, pretty simple things. Just getting, staying aggressive, not backing in my net. Those type of things.
Is that stuff that you can try to get in your mind for the practice the day before the game? Like, try to feel for it, or is it too tough to transfer practice to game?
No, you try to. I mean, you try to do that every day. Like, practice is really important for me. Having not played a lot in the last, a few weeks here, practices are my game. So I know it's not a game, but I try to, with Wade and the guys, we try to simulate a lot of game situations and get something out of it that, that'll help me in the games.
Are there certain things that you think about when you go up against this Carolina
team? We definitely, we do video on their power play, and that's important for me just to see their in-zone setup and things like that. We know they work hard. They forecheck extremely, extremely hard, and they have a new coach, so they're they've been playing well the last couple of games. So they have a lot of good personnel over there, and it's just they got some dangerous guys. So we're definitely aware of that.
You seem like with your experience in the league, you're always aware of what's going on with the team, with the other team's situations. So do you cherish not only the opportunity to play games, but knowing that this is important for the team to have this game tomorrow night?
Oh, of course. You could say that about every game. But for me, it's I'm just excited to get back in there. And every game is, it's the biggest game of the year, and it's a must win and all that kind of stuff. So, we're aware that our homestand's really important for us this month, and we've been playing well, and I just think we have to continue to get better and keep going.